This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Significant, the most merciful. And I bear witness, there is no one has right to be worshipped but Allah. And I bear witness that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the last final messenger of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, we will have another stage of the story of Musa alayhi salam and his people, the children of Israel. When Musa alayhi salam chose a certain people from his followers to go to meet with Allah Azza wa Jal. واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا. He selected them. You know, he chose a big number and he filtered them into 70 people only. The qualified people to go to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they went, they did not believe in Musa alayhi salam. And they request him to let them see Allah openly, jahratan. In the other verse, قَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. Subhanallah. And when you choose a leader or when you choose some leaders, and you will be disappointed later on because your expectations wasn't right. This is how Musa alayhi salam did. He expected that those people will be the best to meet with Allah and to learn about the religion and go back to tell the rest of Bani Israel. But this is not our point. Our point today about our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because I know the time is not enough, but let us really concentrate and let us stress that our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam was mentioned in the previous revelations, was mentioned in Torah and Injil with the specific characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we look at the verse describe Rasulullah, peace be upon him, we will be amazed. The same direction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيِّ. For those who follow the messenger of Allah, the literate, the one who is not able to read or write, الأمي. يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم. They will find all these characteristics has been written in their Torah and their Injil. And what is the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? يأمرهم بالمعروف, to enjoin them with the good things. وينهاهم عن المنكر, and to forbid them with the bad things. And this is our religion, to enjoin people to do good and to forbid people to stay away from bad actions. يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات, to make lawful for them for good things. وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, and to prohibit them to do or to deal with the al-khaba'ith. When somebody said, there is no verse in the Quran to say smoking is haram, right? Or, you know, tadkhin, for to smoke, bring one verse in the Quran to mention that smoking is forbidden. Right? That verse. If you know somebody who is addicted into smoking and he thought only smoking is dislike it, and they stay in their position and they don't have intention to change their mind, tell them about this verse and give them the chance to read the interpretation of that verse. وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Now when we stay at the masjid and you are thirsty and you have the bottle of water, is it okay to drink a sip of water while you stay at the masjid or not? Is it okay? Is it allowed or not? طيب. When you go, أعزكم الله, to use the bathroom and you are even in the time of Maghrib in Ramadan and the adhan has been called, is it okay to break your fast while you're doing your business inside the bathroom? Or you will wait a few minutes until you finish your business, go outside of the bathroom and drink the water to break your fast? I'm right? طيب. Switch it a little bit. You are sitting in the lecture and you are starving and you have a sandwich. Is it okay? Or you have maybe crackers or some fruit. Is it okay to eat some while listening to the lecture at the masjid inside the house of Allah or not? Or haram? Is it okay? طيب. If you go to the bathroom and you have your food, is it okay to eat inside the bathroom or not? No. If somebody has his cigarette and it came to his mind, I would like to really fire my cigarette right now. Can he make it like this in front of the sheikh or in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it allowed? Is it lawful? No. If he go to the bathroom, can he do that? This is the best time to smoke inside the bathroom. You know why? Because the bathroom is the place of al-khubth wal-khaba'ith, the place of shayateen, the place of devils. This is the way. But the masjid is the place of malaika, of angels, of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why our scholars explain. I will conclude with this one, inshallah. At-tayyib nasabahu at-tayyib. The good place, you know, goes with the good stuff to do inside it. And the wicked or the bad place will go with the bad stuff to be done inside that bad place. Al-masjid is tayyib. Tayyib mean is good. And you're allowed to do good stuff inside the masjid. And the bathroom or the place that we do our business in it is khabith. And it's allowed to do the bad stuff inside that place. And this is the clear evidence that cigarette or smoking is forbidden. In the top of this, when you say, when some brothers, may Allah forgive all of us, you know, we have to make dua for them because they are blind. They cannot see the truth because Satan are riding them, control them, and just make dua for them that Allah will show them the truth and Allah will help them out to change their mind and to repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the top of that, when they claim this is only dislike it, who dislike it that? When you tell your wife, oh my beloved wife, really I don't like salty food. Please don't add a lot of salt in my food. And she said, really? Because you don't like salty food, I will add more salt for you. Right? When we say brothers and sisters, you know, smoking or hookah or any kind of these way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike it. And who dislike it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, did the shaitan dislike it smoking or Allah dislike it smoking? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike. When you say Allah dislike it smoking, why you insist to say, oh Allah, because you dislike it, this the smoking, I will do it. And some brothers, I know some of them, they might have a good chance in a certain time to have a big sale for the cigarette. And he bought maybe two, three, what they called? Cartons. I don't know this language because, alhamdulillah, I never been in that situation. Anyway, and when you tell them, why you, he said, mashallah, they have a good deal. And I just, ya akhi, taqillah, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. You insist that you will buy this big number of cigarettes and you have a plan for future to stay disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a month or 2 months or for a year. Ya akhi subhanahu, quit. And, you know, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you out to quit and to change your mind, because it's not guaranteed to stay and to remain in this worldly life until tomorrow. He bought cigarette for next 6 months. Subhanallah. I said, make dua for me, Sheikh, just that Allah will help me out. How Allah will help you out and you have a plan for 6 months? You paid already the money for the cigarette for 6 months ahead. It will not work out. It should come from your heart, from the bottom of your heart, that you wish to quit, you wish to stop, you wish to save yourself, you save your body, and to save your religion. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to understand our mission in this life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to stay firm in our religion and to work hard to achieve the highest level in righteousness in this worldly life, and to achieve highest level in paradise with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.